Topic about reciting a Shehecheyanu and making a Seuda for a Sefer. This is in honor of Jeff's new Sefer, and mine as well, I guess. I get it right, Faith at Work. So, wonderful Sefer again. My wife is actually reading over Shabbos. So, the question is whether or not one should recite a Shehecheyanu after completing writing a Sefer, and also whether one should make a Seuda. So, let's first start off just a couple pieces about the concept. We've discussed this last year a little bit, about the Indian of writing Svarim, but I want to focus on two ideas, two marmakomos about writing Svarim, because my Sefer Baruch Hashem went to print last week, so it's in the publication now. It should be coming this week, hopefully before Shabbos for the Siyam. And it feels like, you know, my wife's having a baby. That's what it feels like. You know, it's in labor and delivery right now. You're waiting for the baby to come out. So there's actually... Right, so that maybe not, I don't know her, but... either way, they feel like there's something's coming out. There's a Baruch Hashem, a new baby in the world, Mirat Hashem. So there are two marmakomos I wanted just to focus in, which has this idea of writing Svarim is very much, or writing Chedushim is like having a child. So the first one, if you look at number one here, Avos Tzion in Drush Tes, Avos Tzion was the son of the Nodeb Yehuda. And he writes that, Hinei kol ha-mitzos adam mekayim b'olam hazeh, all the mitzvahs one fulfills in this world, about kishemeis nase chavshi min mitzvahs, when a person dies, so then he becomes free. He's separate. He can't do mitzvahs anymore. V'ef shar la'asosim kemosh amur chazal. Gemara in Irvin says it's impossible for a dead person to perform mitzvahs. Hayom la'asosim v'lo la'machar la'asosim. The mitzvahs are to be done today, not tomorrow. Meaning in olam hazeh, not olam haba. El lakabel schar la'machar tomorrow. Olam haba is a reference to receiving the schar of all the work, all the efforts, all the mitzvahs you did in this world. V'yafilu toldos shemoli talmidim, even students that a person is able to gather together and teach while he's alive, pasak mimenu b'shas mosa. But when a person dies, or the rav dies, he can't have talmidim anymore. D'shuv i'ef shalo l'umot im talmidim. He can't learn with his talmidim anymore. So there's a limit, there's a restriction, how much a person could teach, how much a person could perform in this world. If a person zocha to write a sefer, v'achibur hazeh nisyaseid al davar emes v'tzedek al pidarka shatara. So if the sefer is written on the foundations of truth and the foundations of Torah, and it's l'shem shemayim, so then ish hazeh, this individual, this mechaber, ain't no posek milaholid toldos. He doesn't cease to produce students. He doesn't cease to produce children. Gam acher Moshe, even after the mechaber passed away, shelo pasak melaham mitamidim halom dim mitoch sifra, because the sefer is eternal, and the sefer continues to teach, and tamidim continue to learn. V'zeu nirmas b'pasak, that's what it says in the beginning of all of Torah. Ze sefer toldos adam. This is the toldos of an adam. Shayidei sefer ashechibur, by a sefer that a person writes. Miskaimbo lidore doros toldos adam. Through this, a person is able to have generations and generations of students and talmidim and children. That's what the Avos Tzion writes. I was just learning the other day, because those who are here for Shabbos, I quoted from the Reish Chacham in the Drasha. And I figured, you know, let me learn through the Reish Chacham. I was trying to find the exact marimakum mentioned on Shabbos when it came to a shidduch. The shidduch is really the one neshama that started up in Shemayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu split that neshama into a boy and to a girl, and we have to bring them back together. As opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking two opposites and trying to put boy and girl together, he says, no. Really, they start off together. And then they're just two opposites that have to be reunited. So I decided last week to start learning through the Reish Chachma a little bit. I started in I didn't know where he didn't quote the exact Mar Malkum from the Sefer that I saw. So I started from Chelek Beis. I thought maybe I'd find it. I didn't find it. I've got a lot more to go through here. But I came across just this week a beautiful idea about writing Chidushei Torah along the same lines. And the Reish Chachma quotes from the Zohar. He said, O laf shalei b'chol yoma. A person needs to learn every single day. He's talking about learning Torah. She yishtadil lefaros lerabuzba. A person needs to produce, he needs to procreate when it comes to limud Torah. What does that mean? So he says, K'mo shetzarech lefaros lerabuz b'min hagashmi, just like physically, there's an obligation, there's a mitzvah to have children. Kach tzarech sheyifra v'yirbe beruchni. There's an obligation, there's a mitzvah to have spiritual children. V'lo yehe sichlo seichel ukar. A person's mind shouldn't be barren. A person's mind should not be barren. Sheina moti perutze. He doesn't produce fruit. A person has to be able to produce in a spiritual way. V'alzeh kivnu b'amru, that's what it says, d'lo mosif yosef, meaning one who doesn't add, he should yosef, he should have his bones gathered, he should die, meaning shelo yeheh adam lo med hayom ma shelamed esmo. A person shouldn't learn today what he learned yesterday. V'nimsu kol yamav osik b'halach achat. The guy knows one halacha. That's the one mission he knows. And every single day he has that same mission, the same mission, the same Mishnah. That person who doesn't add on to his learning, that person, yes, that person doesn't deserve to live anymore. V'nichnas v'yotze, lebeis medrash, shvein bo di chadash. He learns every single day. He's kovei itim, a wonderful thing. But every single day, the same exact halacha. Ein maftir b'pesach, ach afikomen. Whatever the halacha is, one halacha, that is a person whose mind is barren. Vim chas v'shalom einu mosav, he doesn't add on to learning more. Kidei lahotzi peros, to produce fruit. Harei hu ke'etz yavesh, he's like a dried out piece of wood or tree. Sheino osa peros shekorsim also. We cut down such a tree. The tree can't produce fruit. We cut it down. Shein bo te'elas ela la'or. What's the function of such a tree? Just to, as firewood, but it doesn't produce fruit. V'amar b'chol yoma shekeshem shayamim hei mechudashim, just like every single day is a new day. The sun rises, there's a new opportunity. Shein yom zemasha ya emesh, today is different than yesterday. Ze shanu omrim mechadish b'chol yom tamin ma'aseh b'reisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews. He recreates the world. So too, he says, when it comes to Liman HaTorah, he writes, kach tzarech shebechol yom yelamid chiddush. A person should learn a chiddush, shel yada also mekadnes. He didn't know beforehand, a certain din. U'beze nimsu ayamim me'irim u'misaknin perish or HaTorah. This way, a person's new day is enlightened with new Torah, or of Torah, it's a new chiddush. And so too, in a person not only learning new, but also being mechadish, creating new chiddush of Torah, that's part of the idea of his chadshus in Liman HaTorah. Kol ha-mosif, those who do add on, lo yasif, shouldn't die. But those who do not add on to their learning into the chiddush of Torah. So he compares this to Peruvu. I thought this was a nice connection to this idea of this Nodim, who this son, the Havasiyon, but the Indian of writing Svarim is an Indian of Peruvu, of having children. So that being said, should one say the bracha of Shehecheyanu when having a child, when having a new sefer? So the din is, when having a child, the halacha is, a person has a zocha to having a boy or a girl. So a boy, you say tovu meitiv. It's no girls in this room now. It's a little bit controversial. But for a boy, you say a tovu meitiv, and for a girl, you say Shehecheyanu. Why is that? Because for a boy, you say tovu meitiv, everyone's happy when a boy is born. So when there's more than one person enjoying that moment, like two people are having a new wine together, you say a tova meitiv. If you buy a family car, a van for the family, you say a tova meitiv because more than one person's enjoying it. If it's a personal car, you only say a shechianu. If it's just for me, it's a shechianu. So for a girl, not everyone's happy. The mother's happy, the father's not so happy. So there's just a shechianu, not everybody's so happy. So what happens here?
Are you on tape?
I'm very much on tape, yes. Tape, video, everything. Everything's here. I'm just quoting a Gemara, just a Gemara. So what's halacha when you write a sefer? Do you recite a shechianu when writing a sefer? So let's first talk about buying a sefer. Buying a sefer, now Baruch Hashem is available any svarim. It's not such a great simcha to find the sefer. But the poskim spoke about in a day when it wasn't so easy to find certain svarim, would one recite a shechianu if they came across the sefer? They bought a new sefer. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 3. And this is based in the Gemara. Bana bayis chadash. A person buys a new house. O kana kelim chadashim, where he buys new clothing. Afilu haya lo kiyotze be'elu t'chil. Even if he had beforehand. He already had a house, he bought a second house. Or he had a suit, but he bought another suit. O kana v'chaz v'kana, he bought it, maybe he sold it, and he rebought it. All these conditions, all these scenarios. Mivarech al kol pam shechayanu. Each time you buy it, and it's new to you, you say a shechianu, balav dafka chadashim. It doesn't have to be brand new. I buy my house isn't brand new. It's been lived in for 60 years maybe. It's new to me. Hu adin liyashanim im chadashim lo. It's new to me. So then, shelo haya elu shalom yom. It never was under my ownership. You would say a bracha, a shechianu on buying these new items. Because I'm very happy. I'm feeling proud. A hana I get. It's about a certain hana one receives, one enjoys in this world. There's an interesting Baal Mor. The Baal Mor, to this point, the end of Maseches Pesachim, the Baal Mor talks about the din of Sfiras Omer. And he says that we don't say a Shechianu on the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, even though other mitzvahs we say Shechianu. When it comes to Sfiras Omer, we do not say a Shechianu. And that's because Bizman Hazeh, Sfiras Omer is only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. It's not a mitzvah d'Raisa because there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Sfira is connected to the Karban Omer. The Karban Omer is connected to the Beis HaMikdash. No Beis HaMikdash, no Karban Omer, no Sfiras Omer. It's only d'Rabbanan. We can't say a Shechianu, he says, because it's not Hana. Saying the Shechianu and the Sfira is not Hana, it's Agmas Nefesh. Because we're remembering the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Shechianu. The Baal Mor clearly says that the Mechayev, the reason why we do say Shechianu in general, is when there is Hana. When you're enjoying something, you're enjoying a new house, a new car, a new suit, these types of things deserve a Shechianu. So we're not buying a Sefer that's very rare, a Sefer that's hard to come by. So the Magen Avraham writes in number 4, he says, Nira li davka kli tashmish, only that which you could use. Aval al svarim, chadashim, buying new books, he writes, eino mivarech, one does not recite a Shechianu, demitzos lava lehenos nitnu. You cannot enjoy a mitzvah. The hana one receives from a mitzvah is not considered hana. And since hana is what causes you to say the bracha of Shechianu, yes, I'm excited about a new sefer, but in the end of the day, I cannot call that hana. The Torah doesn't recognize that as hana. Now, this is a very, very tricky, a strange application of this halacha. Firstly, what's the mitzvah of buying svarim? Is that a mitzvah to buy a sefer? Number one, is that really true? And secondly, we say brachas at Shechianu and mitzvahs all the time. We say on the Shechianu on shaking the lulav and sitting in the sukkah on eating matzah. We say it all the time. So it's a very strange application of mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. Normally we say mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu is usually a situation where, let's say, I have a shofar that's usser, a shofar that's owned by Hektesh. So can I blow that shofar? Is that mutter or not? So the Gemara says, I'm allowed to because the hana of getting hana of that which is Hektesh, I can't, that's not called hana. In the context of a mitzvah, I don't acknowledge any hana. So I'm allowed to blow such a shofar. That's not called hana. When it comes to a mitzvah, we don't acknowledge it as being hana. But this is a very different type of application. I don't want to get too involved in the content of the mitzvah, lav lehenos nitnu. But the Magen Avraham said that was a good enough reason why one should not say a bracha on a new sefer. Even though he gets hana, we don't acknowledge that as being hana because mitzvahs, lav lehenos nitnu. But he does quote from a sefer that one does recite a bracha on buying a new sefer. One does recite a Shechianu on buying a new sefer. So how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tanya, writes that the practice is not to recite a Shechianu on buying a new sefer. Prima Gadim makes the following suggestion. Number 6, he writes, Ro'oi levarich below Shema Malchus. He says, you know what? Get around the problem. Say, Baruch Atah, Shechianu, V'kimanu, V'yanu, L'zman Hazeh. Just don't say Shema Hashem, don't say Elokeinu, just say Baruch Atah, and then Shechianu until the end. That would be a nice pshara. This is where you don't get involved in the bracha of Atala, and you don't, but you at least recognize and acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the new sefer. That was the pshara, the compromise suggested by the Prima Gadim. And then Mishnah Berurah, he writes in Siman Reish Chav Gimel, number 7 here, he says, the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah here, Ubikinyas kinyas svarim, buying svarim, yesh deyos bin achron, the different opinions like we just saw, im yivarech aleim, ashim, the mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, ubichai adam, he quotes an interesting position, the chai adam, the chai adam mitzadeid, dimhoya mahadir achar zeh sefer, if a person is looking high and low for such a sefer, it's very, very rare, v'samach b'kinyan asal, and he's so excited, so happy that he actually finally found it. In that case, he says, "Dimivarech sherei bracha zu niskana al simcha v'lo al hatashmish." He says it is the bracha was established on the simcha, the happiness one feels. And since you found it, a very rare sefer, you get so excited, you should say a Shechianu. And the Mishnah Berurah therefore concludes, "Al karchach ein limchos biyad hamivarech." One who says such a bracha, don't protest, don't make a big deal, let him say it. There's certainly who to rely on. Either the Magen Avraham quotes such an opinion, or the Chai Adam, who says if you have such simcha, you could say a bracha on a finding a new sefer. Really? Yeah.
Is it just a rare, or new, I mean, let's say you have a simcha, a new sefer came out, Moshe's new parsha, but right? Oh, let's see what Moshe says. Is it dafka or something rare that's hard to get that you get extra pumped up on, or it could be just something new that came out that right. You're excited about.
It's a good question. We'll see later on when it comes to Shechianu is very subjective. So a guy who's a very excited guy, he could get excited about a new sefer, even though it's very easy to come by, about the new Rav Moshe sefer, that might excite him. Right. So Shechianu is very, very subjective. So according to the Chayadim, he gives an example where one would be really super excited about a rare sefer, but maybe if the guy gets so excited because Rav Moshe's sefer came out in Parsha, that might also be a good reason to say it.
So should we be safe to say without Hashem? Just say yeah. Hashem Elokeinu?
Exactly. Well, I would just say Baruch Atah, Shechayanu V'Kimadu, like that, yeah.
Yeah, but the same applies to clothing also. I mean, let's say you start to say Shechayanu V'Kimadu. I'm in 12 of it. I deal with clothing all the time. I get almost everything that we make in order to have it or to try it, whatever. Even if a new jacket or blazer comes out. So I have new clothing all the time to live.
Exactly. So nowadays, we typically say, do not say Shechayanu, new suit or new clothing, because it's so common, especially in you. But most people get them pretty frequently. Back then, suits were very uncommon. To have a suit made and tailored, it wasn't like we didn't have factories, pushing these out like nowadays. So unless a guy feels like, Rav Shachter says, unless it's like a wedding suit, like a really expensive one, like whatever people spend in suits, that might bring a person, if he does feel a simcha, that might be worthy. But it's very subjective, very subjective. Exactly. Okay, so now Rav Yaakov Emden turns this discussion to what about writing a sefer? That whole discussion until now was buying a sefer. What about writing a sefer? So he writes in Morik Sir of Yaakov Emden, Gam Nira Sha Gomer Sefer, one who completes writing a sefer, Shechaver, he writes in parentheses, very important, Jeff and I, Shechaver b'chidushei Torah l'shem shemayim b'vad. He's not doing it, or I'm not doing it for my name, or for my publication, for my publicity. You did it l'shem shemayim, that people should be able to learn. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Bahar Batz's Torah. Bosim l'shma hakosev medaber. A person who writes mamish l'shma. He's not doing it for the money. He's not doing it for the publicity. He's doing it simply to spread Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. B'ksiva, through writing. B'kol shkein b'advasa, that's just writing. And certainly through publication, by having it published and sold, even more so, when a person completes such a sefer, Shiesh lo levarach, he said a person should say the bracha of Shechayanu. Shekein, he brings a raya. Shekein osin suda simcha legamer shel Torah. We make a big scene. When a person makes a seam on the Kol Torah Kula Simchas Torah, a seam on a masechta, a seam, whenever he's making a seam on, he makes a suda. Shein shem kinenu binyan shiesh bo simcha yoser. There's no greater acquisition, no greater building than the finishing Torah. So if you say something on a bias chadash, very nice, that's gashmius. But a guy finishes as bias chadash, if you will, his sefer, he finishes a masechta, that's a bias beruchni, kavachomer, that should require shechayanu. And he goes on to say, further reading the non-bold, kol chafetim lo yishubo, all the desires in this world cannot match the hana one gets when completing a sefer, when completing a masechta. The Rava Deshaila Amorei, you can accept this line, just go to the end of the line. V'achas kam v'kama b'misha zochel lo min shemayim b'perushe v'chidushe peroseh shal Torah. Certainly, Akava Chomer, one, who Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed to write and to explain chidushim, al Torah shezocha mezakeh b'em rabim, to learn, to teach to others as well. V'har b'shutvin, he goes on to say, har b'shutvin b'hana shema'amidim al emez v'yoshe v'amunah v'akosha enedim imenu eitzah v'tshuya, and go on and so on and so forth. Either way, he writes that a person should say a bracha when completing a sefer, both in writing and in publishing and printing. Now turn to the other side of the page, number 9. The Shari Tshuva quotes this discussion. Masha kasuv im levarich al svarim, buying svarim. The Radbaz writes, one should say a bracha for buying a sefer. The Morik Tzia, achlo nagu kein, the Rav Yaakov Emden says, one does not say a bracha when buying svarim. Vim gamar sefer, but as we just saw, if one completes a sefer, b'ksiva, the Chidushei Torah, the Koshein Badvasa, by writing it, and Kavachomer by publishing it, Moroksia, Kasa Moroksia, Sheyavarach, he says that one should say a bracha, like we just saw. Umachse bracha, who's the Chida, Kasav Sheyavarach, below Shem Umalchus. One should say the bracha without Shem Umalchus, like the Prima Godim said, by buying Svarim. That's what the Chida says about printing Svarim. And he, by the way, printed a lot of Svarim in his life, the Chida. Shechayev Lohodos Lashem Al Shezechei Lachach. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you the opportunity to do such a thing. Jump down one more line, he writes, just an interesting parenthetical point, if anyone gets such an opportunity in their life. V'chein im Allah l'gedula shenismana parnas, a person is appointed a leader, a rav of a community, a leader of some sort. V'kayote yesh gam kein levarech below shem u'malchus, a person should also recite a shechayanu without shem u'malchus in receiving such an opportunity. Ki bevandai chiyuva rami alava lahakir chazdei Hashem ulevarach bishmo, to have the opportunity to teach, to guide, to lead a kehila, to lead a community, to lead an organization of some sort, perhaps as well, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed from above and the opportunity, not only for completing of the writing of a sefer, but also for opportunity of being appointed to positions of Jewish leadership. So that's all the Shaar Tshuva.
Person who's happy about being appointed to a Jewish leadership position.
Let's say again that what?
There's no sane person who's happy about being appointed president of shul or leadership.
Yeah, I didn't say president. I left out president or anything like that. And you know, as Rav Weinberger said to me many years ago, when he told me he wanted me to try out for a position of being a rabbi, I said, Rebbe, thank you so much. I have no interest in being a rabbi for shul. He said, perfect. Those are the best type. So he says, those who are looking for it, those who are happy about it, those are, you know, to your point to a certain extent. So, but if a person is somewhere in life and he realizes that the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him in such a way, so he has to realize that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from him, and then you should acknowledge the chesed from above. Now, the Minchas Elazar, he adds further. He says in number 10, in Chelek Dalet Simen Samachai, reading just the bold here, he says, the dafka b'shar brachos safik lahakel. So, in the end of the day, it's a bracha, it's a safik brachos lahakel. Right? Whenever there's a safik, whether you should say a bracha or not, we don't say the bracha. So he makes the following distinction. Minchas Elazar Mimunkach, he says, dafka b'shar brachos safik lahakel, only by other brachos, non-shechiyon brachos, do we say safik brachos lahakel, v'ein levarach b'shem ha-malchus. You don't say a bracha. Mash'ein kem b'bricha shechiyanu, he says, is a unique bracha, where you would say, even in the case of Suffolk, why? Dehu Rishus. It's a voluntary bracha. You don't have to say a Shachyanu. I don't have to say a Shachyanu when I shake lulav. We're supposed to say it, but I don't have to. There's no chiv. There's a chiv to say a birchas a mitzvah. I have to say a bracha before shaking lulav. If I don't, I get the mitzvah, but I have to. I don't have to say a Shachyanu. I have a new fruit. I don't have to say a Shachyanu. It's a Rishus. Akarchach. Behanas ha'adam tali. Like Jeff was asking before, it depends on the person. It's very subjective. It depends on me. Shim hunene umargishana. If I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling excited about a new sefer I wrote, a new sefer I bought, about a new suit, a new jacket, whatever it is. V'simcha, I'm feeling that state of simcha. Yuchal levarach, I'm allowed to say the bracha. Dechevin du rishus, since it's rishus, akarchach einu bevarach levatala. It's not called a bracha levatala, because if I'm feeling that way, I'm just responding to my feeling. It's a reaction to my feelings. That's not a chiv or no chiv. It's how I feel. Gamim safeku, even if you're not sure, if I feel strong enough, I don't know exactly what that threshold is, but I'm feeling excited about the new Rav Moshe Sefer, Sheinu Mechuyiv, I'm not chayv to, akarchach tzarech levarach, gam besafek, he says. It's a big chiddush. So I love Rav Moshe's stuff, I'm so excited for his new Sefer in Bereishis. I bought it, I know there's 1,000 in the world I could buy, but I got it in my hands, I could learn, I could read it. He says, you could say the bracha of Shechian, because if you're feeling that level of hana, the level of simcha, one should say it. So according to Minchas Elazar, one should say a Shachyanu if he feels that level of simcha when writing and publishing a sefer. It sounds like Moshe Malchus, yeah. That's what it sounds like. So now the Minchas Yitzchak, number 11, is Hakdama, Chelek Aleph Hakdama. He writes, we'll read the first few lines. They're not bold, but we'll read the first few lines together. He quotes in the Sefer Chasidim in Simen Tav Tav Reishchav. Kishadim gomer malacha tzricha bracha. When you complete an action, you need a bracha. When you complete, a business deal or complete a house or complete something, you need a bracha. Sharei la'acha shebara kadosh baruch hu salamo. After kadosh baruch hu created this world, his world, baruch hu sar ha'olam shenemar yismach hashem b'masav. That was a bracha. Kadosh baruch hu blessed that this world should be full of simcha. V'chein kishe kolam malachas mishkan. When the mishkan was complete, Berach asa Moshe. Moshe gave it a bracha. V'chein asa David Shlomo, v'chein Chizkiyahu. They all gave brachas to the Beis Hamikdash being built. And then jump down a couple lines. He quotes Tshuvas Be'er Sheva. This is four lines down. He quotes a Perish Azuli Kasav Alze. D'roi l'mishe gomer l'chaber sefer. One who finished writing a sefer. V'chein lahat b'sefer. And to have a sefer printed and published. Lases hodas l'shmo yisbarach asher zichayil chach. He should give thanks. He should give thanks, acknowledgement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being zochet to such a thing. By Rav Murktia, Kasev Diyavarach Shechian, and he quotes the Rav Yaakov Emden that one should say a bracha of Shechian. Now turn to the last page. He continues. The last paragraph. Anyone have the last page? Was it not there? Can I give it? Maybe it's the end of it. I'll wait for you guys to get it. But there's a third page there. Sorry, thank you. So he says, V'ra'isi b'shem ha'gaon, Chaim Sofer, not Chassam Sofer, the Chaim Sofer, Mipest, he quotes from him, the Tshuvas Machane Chaim, Shinog Levarich b'akdamas kosrav. Look what he had the custom. I don't know if Jeff had this in the beginning, but in the akdama to the Sefer, there he would say the bracha. He wouldn't recite it, but he would write the bracha in the akdama to the Sefer. B'birchas baruch atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. That's a pasuk. Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. Baruch atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. And then Lutzarf, then he have the words, you know, Shechayanu v'kimad v'gyonel esmanazeh, next to that pasuk. That's how we write in the akdama of every Sefer. And then Minchas Yitzhak writes, uvechein b'ikvos elu, after learning this, he writes, Eilech gam anig. I also went to follow this Eitzah. Ube'ez psichas shar sifri. When I opened up the gates of my book, my Sefer, Avobam p'tehila v'toda, I wrote my thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'odil Hashem b'chol levav, I gave my full thanks, appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, b'sod yisham v'eida, al shechayanu v'kimanu v'yigyanu l'zman hazeh. To the opportunity, the new opportunity, lahotzi laor olam sifrei anochachi, to give the opportunity to produce, to publish such a sefer, betachlis ahidir vashlemis, with complete purpose, v'yaga libe b'shuaso ki gamalalai. That's what he wrote in the beginning of the sefer. I don't know if Jeff wrote this. I'm not putting it on the spot. I did not write this in mine. I did not have any thanks or acknowledgments. I wanted to get the sefer out because I was on a short time. But I know for next one, in Mir Tashem, for our next one, we should have this in the beginning, some type of hodah, some type of shechayanu. That's what's brought down by the Minchas Yitzhak. It's a very nice idea. Yeah, right. I could do that. Put a little, get some stickers in and add it in. So halach lemaisa. So what do you do? So Pisket Chuvos, he says, quoting just the last three paragraphs, reading the bold, Aval inyan bircha shechayanu shapir kasav chasam sofer. He says, Hecha de nag, hecha de lo nag, hecha de nag, varich, v'chashash bracha v'tala leka l'fianes daiti. He says, if the practice is to say bracha, that's the practice. And the practice is not to say bracha, so that's the practice. So I don't know what the practice is. We don't live amongst many mechaber. I don't know what people do. I didn't ask around. I would guess that people don't say a bracha of shechayanu. That would be my guess. And therefore, the practice would be not to say Shechianu. He quotes from a tshuva acheres from the Chassam Sofer, Shibach HaChassam Sofer Gadol Echad, that Chassam Sofer was praising a certain Gadol, Shekishnismane l'Rav, when he's appointed to be a Rav, Omer l'fnei HaTzibur, he stood in front of the Tzibur to get up, his first drasha, U'pasach b'pasach, he said, Vayivarech David Hashem, l'fnei ka'kal, Vayomer David Baruch Ata Hashem, he finished the pasach, and then, Shechayanu v'kimanu. This way, he had the Shechayanu attached to the Baruch Atah Hashem of a pasuk, like we saw earlier. A Baruch Atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. This way, you get around the problem. That's another eitzah. So too, v'efshel levarach gam benusach baruch berachmana. You could also use an Aramaic term of a baruch rachmana. The Gemara uses such a term, and then go on to say Shechayanu v'kimanu v'yigyanu lasman hazeh. So there are different eitzahs. Either way, it seems that everyone says you should be reciting Shechayanu in some way. But avoid the shayla by not saying Shem Hashem, or connected to a pasuk, or connected to use Baruch Rachmana, use Aramaic. V'amufcha, he writes the best of all of them, im yuchal l'chayv atzmo b'bircha shechayanu l'lo safek u'pluksa. The person could somehow obligate himself to say shechayanu for another reason. What does that mean? Could go and shiikne malbush chadash, or pichadash, buy a new suit, a fancy suit, buy an expensive suit that you're really excited about, or get a new fruit that's in season. Or have it near one of the Yom Tovim where we say Shechayanu. At that point, you could connect the Shechayanu that you're saying anyways to the Sefer, to that what you're saying nonetheless. Now, practically, as we said, it's hard to find the Shechayanu in a new suit. It's also very hard to find a Shechayanu in a new fruit. People sometimes think Shechayanu, new fruit. I know someone who used to say Shechayanu in an apple on Rosh Hashanah because he didn't eat apples. The problem with that is he doesn't eat apples. He should eat apples every single day, my father-in-law would say. But the real problem with that is a shechayanu and a new fruit does not depend on what you ate. It depends on what is actually available in the market. And since apples are available all year round, it's never deserving of a shechayanu. So what is deserving a shechayanu? The fruits that they bring that you can't find on a regular day in October, November almost, you can't find the star fruit in a regular supermarket, but you find the Rosh Hashanah time, that's new. So it's hard to find a new fruit during the regular season that's not available all year round. A new suit's also harder, and therefore the eitzah would seemingly be either to have it near Yantif, or one of the other eitzahs of connecting it to a pasuk, or just say without shame u malchut. So that's the discussion. Mitzvah Shem will continue on another topic next week. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.